News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. April the 18th, Thursday, 7:06 in the morning, and I hope everybody's having a great day. We're going to have a good day today. It's going to be a lot of stuff happening. Talking about elections, we got a lot of things happen, of course, in national news and state news. I got some insight from some people in the government of Sacramento. So, we're going to be talking about that. I'm flummoxed there because the phone rang just as I was getting ready to say hello to Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you, Bad Bob?
You know, feeling bare.
This is the very first time. And how long have I known you? 6 years?
Almost seven.
Five or six years. Something like that, that I have seen you without a beard.
Well, every once in a while, you know, you got to mow the lawn and see what's underneath it.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like looking at you, and the phone rang. I'm thinking, you know what? It's just, you know, you look good there, Bob.
Well, thank you.
You really look different, but I mean, you look good. So anyway, hey, what's the weather today?
Sunny today, a high near 78, partly cloudy and a low of 51. Mostly sunny for your Friday, pushing the 80 degree mark, and in Reading right now, 47 degrees. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, where tonight, of course, is
Pizza night.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Oh, I just cutting it a little bit closer every day, are we?
Well, you know what? The traffic was, there's all those cars out there and there's all these, you know, stuff going on and the traffic was just a little.
Did you come down 273 today?
No, I did not. I came down I-5, but, wow, there's just a lot of people out there moving around and.
Hey. We're getting to be the place to come to.
I think it must be.
You saw those new cars. It's because that's new business coming in with the drones.
I think that's the cool April Nights.
Oh, well, you think? And also maybe Red Bluff Roundup.
And how do we end up with so many things in one weekend? I mean, and people say, gosh, there's just nothing to do in Shasta.
But the cool April Nights kind of goes on.
Yes, it does. So there's a lot of things going on here.
Okay, as we do every morning, Monday through Friday, we start off with our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisors. Today it's Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, we have a lower open again on the markets. Currently the Dow's down 80 points at 14,539, while the NASDAQ's down 29 at 3,175, and the S&P 500's down 10 at 1,541. Oil's up 46 cents at $87.25 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.86%. Gold's up $3.70 at $1,384, while silver's down 12 pennies at $23.14 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Johnson & Johnson's down a nickel at $83.86, Walmart's up a quarter at $78.78, and 3M is down 94 cents at $104.53. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You know, these are local guys and girls, men and women, that are giving you just some great advice about what's happening back in New York and on Wall Street and the financial markets. And I tell you what, the financial markets are volatile, higher than they've been, and they drop. You need somebody that this is their business. And that's our Wells Fargo advisors. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by at Park Marina Drive at their offices, the Wells Fargo advisors. So the traffic pretty tough out there, huh, Trish?
My father used to always tell me that I should actually start a little earlier when I Yeah. Maybe I'm just kind of pushing the edge all the time, but that's a good thing, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, you gotta
live on the edge.
Live on the edge there. So, the weather always brought, of course, to you by Anselmo Vineyards and tonight's pizza night. And I understand you're going to be out there, we've already done the weather. We didn't really, you know, talk about Anselmo.
Okay. Well, tonight is pizza night for sure. And then this weekend, of course, is Saturday night, Linda Bott and her quartet and her trio.
It's a trio, but there's another guy Coach Bob's going to sit in there with his trumpet. So I'm not sure how that works, but. That's, you know, a lot of people coming to that.
Oh, absolutely. I look forward to whenever Linda's, entertaining because she's really, really good.
Yeah, and she has a great time. 474-5546. Just give them a call and say, hey, look, I want, you know, tickets in the, I want seats in where they're singing because they have seats over,
you know. And they sell out, you know, so many things going on. You know, the new lampposts and all the new things that are constantly happening up at Anselmo's, and it's just such a great venue.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got some Order of the Purple Heart, some stuff coming on here. And then, we've got, Red Bluff Roundup people here. And then we've got a lady calling in talking about the, fraud in American elections of the last time. And she's done a study on it. She's doing a nationwide tour. Plus we can talk about the gun control that was stomped down in the Senate by Democrats and Republicans. What a slap in the face to Obama. And, even better, a kick in the ass to Biden. I just don't like Biden. And then, but that's okay. The state of California is making up for it.
There you go.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Wind River Casino is the place to salsa the weekend away for your Cinco de Mayo fiesta. Enjoy delicious chicken, shrimp, or fish tacos and overtime sports bar only $5 served all weekend long. $2 tequila shots and tequila sunrises, margaritas and cerveza specials. On Saturday night, a kickin' DVJ will be mixing it up at overtime sports bar. Sunday, serve up a Mexican-inspired brunch inside Elements. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo all weekend long at Wind River Casino. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hump Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com, your local choice in credit repair.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Mistake Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is 7:15 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. Trish Clark's here with me.
Seems a little warmer out there than that.
Does it? Well, maybe it's because you were running down the street at a high gallop trying to get here on time.
You think?
You think? You know, a little bit of pressure there gets those endorphins running.
You got to watch these retired people.
Hey,
retarded.
We've got Gunny Bill Phelan here from the Military Order of the Purple Heart. And you're going to talk about something you're doing. And so share it with us. I know you're shy, but try not to stumble here on the radio.
Thank you very much,
like
Colonel,
I do.
Ms. Clark. First of all, I want to thank you both for the good that you do for our veterans community. We do an awful lot of good, the Purple Heart does, and it's just because of the generosity of our community here, and people like you help us get the word out. There are two things, actually, I'd like to talk about, Colonel, if I may. We have our annual golf tournament coming up at Gold Hills on Saturday, May the 4th. Now, for $100, you get 18 holes of golf at Gold Hills, a half a cart. You get a collared shirt with a Purple Heart logo. You get a tri-tip chicken dinner and all the on-course, you know, the long drive, the close to pin, everything. And you can write the $100 off. And that's, you just, you know, I challenge you to beat that anywhere. And all the money stays right here in the North State, and it goes to help our veterans and their families. You don't have to be a combat wounded veteran, just anybody who served honorably that needs our assistance. We're there for them. The second thing, if I may, I'd like to talk about, we're having our state convention in San Diego, May the 15th through the 17th. And as part of that, we are taking 50 amputees and traumatic brain injured veterans, Army and Marine Corps, from the Balboa Naval Hospital and the Camp Pendleton Naval Hospital. We're taking them out to dinner, and we're asking for financial help to help us offset that. Here again, we are a 501c. I have the tax number here if you'd like me to give it to you.
No,
but what we're going to do is take these outstanding young men out to dinner and wine them and dine them and thank them for their sacrifice. And monies of any increments, it would be appreciated. We're trying to get corporations to donate $1,000 for a table of 10. But we'll take increments of $10 to whatever, and I promise you we'll put it to good use. Now, the little caveat here is our golf tournament, all the money stays in the North State. So if you want to help out the North State veterans, then you would make your check out to the MOPH, Military of the Purple Heart, Chapter 2012. If you want it to go to dinner for the amputees and the traumatic brain injuries, you make it out to the Department of California. Because there's two separate funds, and I think that's about the extent of my
knowledge on that.
And these veterans that are in the hospitals down there, they can be from all over.
Obviously they are. They're normally from the western part of the United States.
The ones from the eastern side have been, what they do is they stabilize them and take them back to
Germany.
Exactly. And then if you're from the west coast, because it's closer to your family, so move you out to Balboa if you're a Marine.
Yeah. Or soldiers. There's soldiers there as well from Fort Lewis.
In fact, we know some young men that are there at traumatic, very traumatic amputations of legs, on a patrol with, a friend of ours.
You know, if I could give you a little aside, this is one of the most, we've done this before. We got a $25,000 grant from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. And the attitude and the resiliency of these young men are just outstanding. There was a young Marine there who was a Annapolis grad. He was a first lieutenant, lost both legs and one of his arms. And they, God bless him, he had a T-shirt on that says Marine for sale, 40% off. I mean, how can you not love, I mean, it
you
makes
love
you,
him.
And then on the back, it had some assembly required.
Oh, my.
There was a young soldier that had on a T-shirt that says, "Yes, Mr. President, it was worth it." And just, you can't do enough. I'll start bawling if
I know.
But
you
help
know,
me.
When you see it, no. When you see it like this and you see these young men and women, and it is women also.
Absolutely.
That, they're tough. They've, you know, life has dealt them a hard hand right now, but they don't look at it like that. It's kind of, you know, we look at it like that. They look at, you know, hey, I'm going to move forward. They're supported by their fellow Marines and sailors and airmen and soldiers. And the, and the organizations like the military or the Purple Heart, the Wounded Warrior, the, you know, AMVETS, the American Legion, all, everybody's there to help them move forward and to be successful in their lives. So if there's things that we can do to help, you know, by God, we ought to do that. You know, and people go, well, you know, is there a war still going on? I mean, I mean, you see that. Yeah, there's still a war going on, people. There are still people being killed and maimed. And you don't hear about the people being maimed. And it's not a touchy-feely subject. It's not a politically correct subject. This same patrol that our friend went out on, it started off, and within the first hour, they had an explosion that wounded him and took the legs off a young Marine. They continued on after they medevaced him out. Within 15 minutes, they hit another one, another IED. A second Marine lost his legs. You know, these are things you don't hear about. These are the things that the gunny and the military or the Purple Heart, they're going down to get these people out of the hospital, take them out for an afternoon or a day. And it's there to help them. It keeps their spirits up. Things that we can do to help keep their spirits up. This is a, you know, the tragedy, but yet it doesn't have to end lives. They can move on from there, just as the gunny talked.
Well, you know, you were talking about the women as well. On the cover of our Purple Heart magazine this month, there is a young Army captain who was just elected to Congress. I think her name is Tammy Duckworth.
Yeah.
She's a West Point grad, and
she was a helicopter pilot.
She opted for helicopters because she wanted to see combat, and she lost both of her legs, and she is now a congresswoman from Illinois.
Yeah.
And so these people, they don't say, oh, poor me. They get up, damn it, and do stuff. Excuse me.
No, it's okay. Damn, it's okay.
We can't do enough. There just isn't enough that we can do as citizens to thank these people who continue to serve, whether we're in a war or we're not in a war, and hopefully deter us from having them come right here on our soil.
Exactly.
And we have to remain ready. And we just have to, we have to do everything we can to thank these people who have given everything and signed the check for the full amount.
Yeah. Okay.
If I can just say in closing,
because I'm running out of time.
Well, I if you want the money to stay locally, 2012, if you want it to go to San Diego for the Wounded Warriors, Department of California, Military of the Purple Heart, and when I get the check, I will make sure personally that you get our tax ID number because this is tax deductible.
Okay. Gunny, Bill Phelan, we're going to have you on back again. We'll talk about this, of course. Anyway, thanks a lot, Guns.
Thank you very much, sir, and God bless. And God bless our troops. And thank you, Shasta County, for I know the help you're going to give us. Right. God bless.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill.
Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, 725 in the morning. Trish Clark's here with me. It's 50 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber and his Mary Granite Meisters are down there. We'll do countertops. They'll do fire pits. They do bathrooms. I mean, if there's a place you can put granite and it looks nice, Mike Huber can do it from Estate Granite. You give him a call at 530-241-7866. He did the granite countertops in our house and just did a great job. Yeah, Trish, you've seen them. You see what they look like.
Absolutely.
And the work on the walls, I forget what they call it, you know, splash.
The backsplash?
The backsplash is just absolutely perfect. Okay. That's Estate Granite with Mike Huber. All right. We've got a couple minutes here before our first phone call start.
The subject should be our president.
Okay.
And I just got to take a smack here.
Okay, go
because,
for it.
Because I'm appalled. I mean, this guy never ceases to amaze me. We have an icon in England, our closest ally. Margaret Thatcher passes away. And our president is so arrogant that he does not even send an official recognition. And he does not send a presidential emissary.
He didn't send anybody. I can understand where he didn't go because of what happened.
But he didn't send anybody to represent the president of the United States. Now, there is a contingency there. Some people from the Reagan administration. Mm-hmm. I believe Newt Gingrich went. I believe some individual congressmen or senators and people from government went. He is the president of the United States. He sent a contingency down there when one of his Muslim friends bumped off, when Hugo Chavez went away, and died. But he cannot honor Margaret Thatcher, the greatest prime minister since Winston Churchill, with our closest ally.
You know why?
I know why, but why do we accept it?
Tell why. Is that thing to do with unions?
Oh, yeah. Wrong party.
She busted the unions.
Yeah. Wrong party. Wrong political bent. And another reason, which I won't say. But that's just, I mean, what does he want? I know what he wants. He wants to destroy this country, and he's going out of his way to do it.
My goodness.
I mean, you could have peeled me off the ceiling the other night when I was listening to somebody tell me about this. I checked and I looked, and sure enough, they were right. He did not even officially acknowledge her death.
Well, now that goes a little bit far. I could have understood if he said, I'm not going because of what happened in Boston, and then sent somebody.
But he made the decision not to go before Boston happened.
Well, I didn't realize that.
He did.
It is appalling. I mean,
I think it is. I mean, that.
Especially if he sends people to Hugo Chavez's.
He did. He sent a formal presidential contingency to Hugo Chavez's.
Well, you know, he got another slap in the face here anyway with the Senate voted down, not even close, voted down his gun confiscation laws.
Harry Reid would not bring up a proclamation, a resolution for Margaret Thatcher in the Senate. The Congress did.
Really?
The House of, yeah, they did. They did a formal proclamation. That's what you do, Carl. Margaret Thatcher's a big deal. I mean, besides being a tremendous prime minister, one of the icons of her generation and the greatest prime minister since Winston Churchill, recognized whether you agreed with her or you didn't agree with her.
She turned England around.
Well, she absolutely did. And for this arrogant person to just blow it off, I think it's a slap in the face.
Sometime.
I'm embarrassed for the United States.
You know, when we come back, maybe you can tell us how you really feel. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are searching for direction in early trading as investors mull the latest round of corporate earnings and a report showing jobless claims were fairly unchanged last week. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 45 points. Meanwhile, the term poor college student took on a whole new meaning in 2012. A report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York shows 43% of Americans under the age of 25 had student loan debt last year. The average debt totaled more than $20,000, almost double the average of nearly $11,000 in 2003. U.S. student debt now sits over $1 trillion. And move over, hybrids. GM's 2015 Chevy Cruze Turbo Diesel gets 46 miles to the gallon, making it more efficient than some hybrids. The Cruze also beats its closest competitor, the diesel Volkswagen Jetta, which gets 42 miles per gallon on the highway. The diesel Cruze is rolling out in certain markets like Baltimore and Milwaukee next month. It will be available nationwide and in Canada this fall. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, now through Sunday.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 cars on display. There's nonstop entertainment all week long. The Chamber of Commerce Mixer at Crown Motors starts at 7 p.m. The Enterprise Starship Fundraiser is inside the mega tent at the Reading Civic Auditorium starting at 6 p.m.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium today through Sunday.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7. Sponsored by I-5 Rentals, Hilltop Garden Inn, Crown Motors, Napa Auto Parts, and Shasta.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, but Trish Clark is always here on Thursdays. Good morning, Trish.
Yes, I so enjoy Thursday mornings.
Hey, I tell you what, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. It's got the largest in-store deli in, you're talking health food, so they've got a in-store deli that you can eat healthy foods at, and on
great
and bread,
foods.
Everything they do there is great. And it's Reading's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts are at Orchard Nutrition. They're located at 221 Locust Street in Reading, and give them a call at 530-244-9141. That's Orchard Nutrition. You know what? The place is always clean. The people always know what they're doing.
It's very helpful.
They're very helpful. And you know what? It's a good way to take that next step in being healthy and living to be as old as Bob Belongi. Okay. You know, this week we've been talking the Red Bluff Roundup. And on the phone we have, Dave Ramadi. Dave, good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How's the roundup coming along?
Oh, the roundup is just coming along. We started our official slack on Wednesday, and we've run the first go-around of the timed eventers on Wednesday. And now this morning down there at 10 o'clock, the second go-around will start. Of course, we've had ground preparation guys out there working the ground probably at 6 o'clock this morning. A lot of activities going on. Last night we had our world famous bikini barrel race. And
you know, I want to talk about that for a second because we saw that and I was hung up and I mean, I was trying to get out the door and I think Linda hid the keys. Can you tell us about what's the bikini barrel race?
You missed it, Carl.
Well, you know, at Red Bluff, we like to have a good time Normally, a barrel race is very boring, and you get a lot of girls that really like their horses, and they come and run the barrels, and nobody ever goes and watches them, etc. So, being the exciting crew we are at Red Bluff, we decided, let's do something a little different. And we got, 3 years ago, we got 10 girls to volunteer, and we put up $1,000 to run the barrels in their bikinis. Well, that's how it started. Last night we had 20 girls running in bikinis and 5 guys. So it's a great crowd. It's only in Red Bluff can you see the excitement of a bikini barrel race. We also had the A&E film crew was there filming it. So, this thing's going to go viral probably next year on it.
Well, it's going viral right now. I mean, I'm sitting here, you know, I'm trying to hold it. You know, he's looking on, is it YouTube yet? Is it anything on YouTube? That's what, Bob's looking it up right now.
I've been going so hard this morning, I haven't had a chance to look, but I won't say that it's not. Yeah, there was a lot of cameras focused that way last night, but that way.
Well, you head this whole thing up, is that right?
Yeah, I'm the president of the Red Bluff Roundup. The thing is, we have an 18-man board, and they make me look good. These 18 guys and gals, we have 2 women on our board, they work very, very hard to put this Red Bluff Roundup on. And like you say, they really make me look good because I get to do the interviews and take some of the glory, and they do all the work. But the Red Bluff Roundup, truly the heart and soul of the Red Bluff Roundup, our volunteers, our board, and to say nothing of the sponsorships that keep us going. You know, without those kind of people, there would be no Red Bluff Roundup. And we've been doing this for 92 years now.
Well, I tell you what, Dave, you all do just a great job. And we just pulled it up on YouTube. The bikinis,
Red Bluff Bikini Barrel Race, and there it is, by golly.
And,
oh, my goodness. And you weren't kidding.
You know, I do want to say, Dave, this is Trish Clark, and I so have enjoyed the Red Bluff Roundup over the years. It's one of the highlights of the North State. Starts the rodeo season up here for everybody, and you guys put on a great show down there.
You know, it makes my heart feel good, and I've been on the board, I don't know, 37 years now, and we've always put on a good rodeo. But the best part about it, it's not only Red Bluff Roundup, it's 11 days of rodeo, and there are events going on downtown, around town. There's continually for a week or better, there's something going on. So it's a great destination place to come, bring the family, bring your RVs, spend the week in the North State. Just a fabulous thing. I love to see down the road, and I always lay awake at night and think of great things, you know, to get a combination thing going. If we could ever get Cool April Nights moved on another weekend, we could advertise a week in Northern California. Come to Cool April Nights. Come to the Red Bluff Roundup. Let's get these tourist dollars in here for a week and a half or 2 weeks now, you know. But yeah. I'm a big dreamer, you know.
Well, you know what? There's other things. But you're absolutely right. You know, is that, you know, somebody, you know, to be able to put it together. Now you've got people that can come in from all different groups that can look at cars, can have a great time at the rodeo.
Yeah. We could go from Bronx to Rods in 1 week, you know. Come to Northern California, the best entertainment around. You can look at your cool cars and you can still have time to come to the rodeo. It would be just a fabulous. They could have Vince in a Redding, Vince here, because we're all so close together and should be a big family with this deal. So that's something we can all work for down the road.
You know, I'd sure like to see that. You know, if there was a way to do that, that we could have, you know, the events, you know, blocked right up against each other. And, you know, that way that, you know, people can come in and get a feeling of it. I mean, if you can't find something you enjoy in rodeo and in cars, then perhaps you're in the wrong area, you know, the wrong country.
Yeah, and the two most exciting events that go on in our North State, to get them together. So there's a lot of out-of-state tourist dollars. I have the good fortune to work in the rodeo industry for Ram Rodeo, and I get to do about 30 rodeos a year. And there are so many people that have heard about the Red Bluff Roundup, the Cool April Nights, et cetera. If we could get this combined together to one huge event in Northern California, it's like going viral with our Bikini Barrel Race. I think it would just take off and there wouldn't be any stopping it.
No. Well, Dave, you have a couple more minutes to stay with us because we have to take a break.
Sure.
Okay, well then we're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to come back. Dave Romali is here. He's the president of the Red Bluff Roundup Association, the one that puts on this great event. It's been going on for 92 years. I want to talk a little bit about the people coming in, the champion cowboys that are coming in to ride. And we'll be right back right after these messages. Yep.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. So in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together.
Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 55 degrees, 7:45 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Stop by and visit your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram dealership serving all of the North State. They've got everything you could possibly want in cars, trucks, or SUVs, new or previously owned. Their service department is second to none. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue, especially today. They're going to have a big show and shine down there.
Yeah, big party tonight. Chamber of Commerce mixer. Yep.
But speaking of parties, on the line we have the president of the Red Bluff Roundup, and you talk about a party. Would you say, Dave, there's a big party going on over in Red Bluff?
I would say Red Bluff is at his maximum party level at this time. Of course, last night we had our Bikini Barrel Race. There's Slack going on today. Tomorrow, Friday, we start off the day with barrel racing Slack, and then we end the day with our night performance at the Red Bluff Roundup, which starts at 7 o'clock. Saturday, our performance starts at 2:30, and Sunday at 1:30. Come on down and see.
Hey, I understand you got some great vendors out there too.
We've got a great vendor show set up. We've got everything from jewelry to t-shirts to great food. It's all part of the Red Bluff Roundup.
Well, we're going to be there. Linda and I are going to be there Friday, and and we want to get there early so we can walk through and take a look at everything. But we're really looking forward to it because we know that, you know, you're always going to be entertained at the Red Bluff Roundup.
Most definitely. Friday night is a full show. We've got all the world champions are at Red Bluff. We've got a couple horse races going on during Friday's rodeo. Couple of surprises I'm not going to mention over the air, but we've got great entertainment lined up for you.
Well, you know, how many people do you usually have come through the rodeo?
We will bring about 28 to 30,000 people in and sit in our grandstands for the 3-day period. And a lot of the people are here a good part of the week. We have 490 four cowboys entered from all over the United States. We have all of the current and past world champions are entered in Red Bluff, and part of them are competing right now as when Slack starts at 10 o'clock out there.
Well, I tell you, that's great. You know what? This is pageantry. When the rodeo starts with the grand parade there, the parade of everybody coming in, it's spectacular.
And you know, the thing I've always enjoyed about the Red Bluff Roundup is the fact
that... Say it carefully.
Red Bluff Roundup is that it just never quits. There is something to see from the time that first guy comes into that arena right till the end of it. There's something going on to watch.
Yeah, that's something I believe that sets us apart from any other rodeo is it's nonstop excitement. We'll be bucking horses and have a horse race go by at the same time, you know.
That's exactly right. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of excitement and people truly enjoy it. And they come from all over the Western United States. We've had people over here from Germany. It's just a great show to come and see.
Okay, well, we know how busy you are with all this going on, and we sure appreciate you taking time to talk about this, Dave. And you've just done a spectacular, you know what, I was out there for the media day. I don't know if it was truly media day, but even starting there, at the ranch, it was just, you know, it was first class. Everything was done so well. And so you just kind of know that the rest of it's going to be like that with the Red Bluff Roundup.
Well, we look forward to having you down, and I would like to invite all the people to. Tickets are going pretty fast. 527-1000 is our ticket line. If you call there, we can get tickets purchased, put them on will call for you. Friday night is our family night. You can buy 4 tickets for $35. Can't even go to the show for that.
No,
so,
you can't.
What a great value in entertainment, and we look forward to all the people down, and we'll just have a good time.
That's super. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. We'll see you at the rodeo.
We will. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here and come on back. We got a couple of things to talk about before we get to our, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Before we go, Bill, are you there, Bill?
I am. How are you?
I'm sorry, Bill. It was here and luckily that I was just kind of wandering around in my head. You got a couple comments about the rodeo?
I do. I want to give a big shout out to the Red Muff Shave Up.
The what? Hello.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner. If you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have an annuity that may be right for you. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. For one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to readingutilities.com. That's readingutilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. 55 degrees out there, 7:55 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's time to get your air conditioners in shape for the summer. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642 because they're going to come out. They're going to check all your filters, your screens, make sure everything's working. Clear away those little, you know, bushes around it if they have to. They're going to do a thorough job in getting you ready for the summer, getting your machinery ready for the summer. And you can set up a regular time that they come back and check. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Again, 221-2642. The reason that we got beeped, we didn't get beeped. The reason we beeped is that somebody called and said,
He was trying to be funny, but it was a little vulgar.
Yeah, he was kind of playing off Red Bluff Roundup, but he was saying other things. But we know who you are. We have a search pattern going on right now with the drone looking for you. We have your phone number, Bill, if that's your real name. We have your number up listed right now. We've reported you. There'll be drones and black helicopters over your house. Anyway, okay. Hey, the Obama administration got slapped down on the gun control at the national level.
Yes, they did. They handed him his head, and I'm awfully glad about that.
And it was public. It was very bipartisan. Republicans and Democrats.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately,
that can't transfer to the left coast.
I tell you what, in Sacramento, my friends, they are going for it. The latest I heard was they want to ban lead in ammunition because it's so dangerous to condors. Well, nobody knows that. They've done studies and never found that lead is harming condors. And besides, condors aren't everywhere, no matter what. They're in one area.
Yes.
But they want to do that. They want to take away your semi-automatic weapon, anything that's fed with a magazine.
They want to register every bullet or portion. I mean, if you're reloading, they want to register all of the components that you buy.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, there was a bill a couple of years ago, and I'm sure that one's back
that's
again.
That's been rolled into it.
So they want to ban anything that has to do. Right. Yeah, you have to have a permit.
A permit and thumbprints and everything to buy ammo. Of course, you can go out and buy a pound of marijuana right next door. That's okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, is that I talked to somebody that is down in
the mix.
And the comment was from this person is, logic has nothing to do with what they're doing. The word used was crazed. Now, this is from a person who's really laid back. Crazed was the word he used to describe the Democratic legislators who are trying to push this thing through.
There's absolutely no logic or reasonableness or common sense being applied in the state of California, least of all with gun control. And I mean, they see this as an opportunity. Of course, we already have the most stringent gun control laws in the United States. I mean, things that they're fighting at in Washington, we already have at every level. So now they see this as an opportunity to literally remove or register every weapon in the state of California.
Well, and the thing is, too, is they want to make it so hard also is that to reload a semi-automatic weapon, you have to literally take the weapon apart to reload it. And these are just things that they're doing. It's not going to stop criminals. Do you think it's going to stop criminals? Of course not. It's not going to stop criminals. What it's going to do is it's going to take law-abiding citizens like yourself and me and millions of others, and they're just going to just make us outlaws.
Well, they are. They're going to put us in a position eventually if they keep going in the state of California where a lot of us are not going to be able to abide by all of their laws and still maintain our rights under the Second Amendment. And I don't think a lot of us are willing to just say, okay, you can have your way and you can have all my guns.
No.
I think we're going to push back.
No. And here's the thing is that they can be so crazy. They can come up with why they can't give money to open up the veterans home, which they finally did, but they can give it to illegals. And then they can take away your right as a citizen to own these weapons. And they're going to go so far and keep spending money, passing taxes, passing fees, it's just one thing after another. And they're going to get to the point in the next elections and people are going to say enough, enough. And they're going to, and it'll shift. That's the only thing you can hope for. They need three more assemblymen, my friends. Three more assemblymen to stop this because right now they have the supermajority in the assembly and the Senate.
And it's just going to roll right through. I mean, the interesting thing about that gang that's down there now in control is that they make Jerry Brown look like a moderate.
Makes him look like Attila the Hun. Jerry Brown is right of Attila the Hun compared to his legislature.
It's just crazy. It's just absolutely crazy.
Hey, when we come back, we've got a lady that's written a book and is the head of the Election Integrity Project that's going to be on to talk about. Believe it or not, there are allegations of voter fraud in
really?
The last election. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. At a cathedral in Boston right now, a tribute to the marathon bombing victims and prayers for healing getting underway. President Obama and the First Lady among those gathered for the prayer service at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross, where Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is live outside.
The interfaith vigil is set to start here soon. The welcome and opening prayer will be delivered by Reverend Liz Walker from the Roxbury Presbyterian Church. Mayor Thomas Menino will offer reflections. The senior rabbi from Rabbi Temple in Israel will also read a psalm. The president will offer his reflections after Governor Deval Patrick and Cardinal Sean O'Malley. Meanwhile, FBI investigators are in intense discussions over whether to publicly release video and photos of two possible suspects. There is concern more groundwork needs to be done under the radar. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. As he headed to Boston, the president offering prayers for a town in Texas devastated by a fertilizer plant explosion last night. Door-to-door searches continuing in West near Waco.
They are continuing to search for survivors or injured people. That being said, I don't know how many folks may still be trapped in rubble.
The blast seen and felt miles away. As many as 15 people believed to be dead, more than 160 known injured. An update on the ricin-laced letters sent to the president and a senator and intercepted. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, Fox News has learned that the material collected from the mail screening center outside D.C. is, quote, absolutely unequivocally ricin. A senior congressional source saying the sample came back very hot. Samples came from letters mailed to a Mississippi senator, Roger Wicker, President Obama, and a Mississippi judge. A man from the town of Corinth, Mississippi, Kevin Paul Curtis, is under arrest in the case, Lisa.
Rich, thanks. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
The opening prayers underway in Boston at a service, an interfaith service.
I am Reverend Liz Walker from Roxbury Presbyterian Church, and I welcome you as we gather in community to help heal our beloved city and this violence-weary world.
This in the aftermath of the marathon bombings. President Obama is due to speak shortly at this service focused on healing. The White House says he'll offer the first families and the nation's condolences to the people of Boston and also reiterate confidence in the resilience of the people and commend the response to the attacks. On the way to Boston, the White House telling reporters the U.S. is open to, quote, authentic and credible negotiations with North Korea, but only if it offers clear signals about abandoning nuclear intentions. Well, that's not the signal the North is sending at this point. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin following this live in Tokyo.
And Lisa, the White House apparently responding to a statement by North Korea delivered today on state television there saying Pyongyang might agree to talks, but only if international sanctions punishing it for its weapons programs are lifted first. Another precondition, it said, is that U.S. military exercises cease in South Korea and that Washington withdraw all nuclear weapons assets from there and from the wider region. South Korea today dismissed the North's demands as illogical. Lisa?
Alistair, thanks. The Democratic sponsor of a defeated gun control plan says it would have passed easily if not for the NRA. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin saying there would have been 70 votes for the plan to expand background checks for gun buyers. The NRA, though, says it would include the gun vote on report cards that show whether candidates support gun rights. Latest measure of the U.S. economy's health. Over the next 6 months just in, it shows a slight decline in the prediction in March from February, a sign that growth may slow this spring. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our second hour. It's 8:05 in the morning, and phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. To answer some questions, you know, some people were calling in at the last, we were talking gun control, and, you know, in the last 2 minutes of an hour, because it doesn't give people time to really, to say what they're, you know, to really share what they're thinking, and then we run out of time and we have to cut people off. So we don't take phone calls in that last 2 minutes. So call us, just call us at 5 till or something, and we'll get you in there. We always have. Of course, I'm here with Trish Clark.
Good morning.
And we have weather.
We do. It's 55 degrees, sunny with high near 75, north to northeast wind 6 to 10 miles per hour. A little less than yesterday. It's partly cloudy with a low around 51 tonight. Mostly sunny with a high near 79 on Friday. And mostly sunny and clear through the weekend. So we're going to have a lovely weekend for cool April nights and the Red Bluff Roundup. And as always, the weather is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
And there'll be beautiful weather up there, too, because Saturday night, Linda's going to be singing.
And tonight is pizza night. So wonderful things going on, great ambiance, and just a great venue to attend at any time.
And that's right. And in the letter to the editor, or letter to Bruce Ross, R.C. Anselmo said to about drones, he said, they're here. Invest in them. Which I thought was humorous.
Yeah.
And speaking of investments, we have our Market Minute with our advisor, our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Well, markets continue to pull back this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 29 points at 14,589, while the NASDAQ's down 15 at 3,188, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,548. Oil's up 46 cents at $87.25 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.86%. Gold's up $15 this morning at $1,391, while silver's up a nickel at $23.32 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Qualcomm's down 56 cents at $63.67. Apple's down $6 at $396.77, while Kimberly-Clark's up $1.16 at $101.82. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because, you know, they've got the latest information on what's happening on Wall Street. And like we said, investments, where you can go, you know, where you should be looking at and using their experience for something they've been doing their entire lives. So give them a call again, 243-7561, or stop by Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then our guest, Linda Payne, who heads up the Election Integrity Project, will join us, and we're going to talk about, is it true that there is a possible voter fraud in the last election?
I can't imagine
with
that.
Well, if anybody knows, it'll be Linda Payne. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Join us in celebrating an incredible 20 years in the making at Wind River Resort and Casino, Friday, May 3rd through Friday, May 10th, with many bingo, table games, poker, and slot tournament specials. Elements is offering delicious steak and lobster, only $20. Hot seat drawings, cupcake giveaways, prizes, and many more surprises. For details, log on to windriver.com. Celebrating 20 years in the making. It's better on the river.
It's about to get even better on the river. Wind River Casino is currently undergoing an amazing resort expansion that will include an 84-room hotel, resort-style pool, elegant day spa, and many other new and expanded amenities. Wind River Resort and Casino appreciates your patience and support during construction and promises to continue making each visit a fantastic experience, including free valet and shuttle services. For more expansion details, log on to windriver.com. And remember, it's about to get even better on the river.
It's Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. If you take pride in your health, fitness, nutrition, and well-being, or are interested in how to improve your mind and body, you won't want to miss this show. Admission is free for all, plus plenty of free parking, and complimentary shuttle services are provided too. Come and enjoy Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, the Living Well in Reading Expo. This annual event will feature exhibitors who will focus on everything from general health and well-being products to fitness, pampering, and healthy living in the Reading area. Brought to you by Home Helpers, Dignity Health, your friends at KRCR Channel 7, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Don't miss Reading's newest health, leisure, and wellness event, Living Well in Reading, April 27th and 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For more information, visit livingwellreading.com.
You know, don't tell my husband, but our granite fire pit table from State Granite and Things is my favorite part of our home. I know as a woman, it should be our gorgeous countertops that they custom designed for our kitchen, but there is nothing I like more than a grilled steak, a glass of wine, and sitting around our amazing custom granite fire pit table. Making memories with my friends and family is priceless. Like I said, don't tell my husband. He thinks the granite fire pit table was his idea. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866-241-STONE.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark here. 58 degrees out there, 8:12 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's the best coffee that you could possibly get around here, and they will sell you coffee beans by the pound at a price that you would have to pay for other places, just 12 ounces. So it's a great deal that way. And then you walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices for tobacco products at Tobacco and Brew in this town here. Discounts always for veterans, and you're always treated very well at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley have done so much to support our community over these last 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Of course, I'm here with Trish Clark, and we're just discussing the world and things like that during the break. But we have as our guest, Linda Payne. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Thanks for joining us today.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're the president, or the, I guess, is the president the right word for the Election Integrity Project?
Yep, that's correct. The president and co-founder.
And can you tell us something about the Election Integrity Project, what it is?
The Election Integrity Project is a organization that was begun and continues to be organized by volunteers, just regular citizens. We got started at the end of 2010 after many of us in the southern counties in California went to observe the polls and saw situations and circumstances that concerned us enough that we contacted an election law attorney and asked what could be done. And her answer was that the only thing that really could be done is for citizens to get involved in helping to change and correct some of the issues that we observed.
So what were some of the issues that really that you thought were really offensive or even illegal?
Well, the problems that we saw in 2010 and our observers observed again in 2012 seemed to be a lack of adequate poll worker training regarding our election laws in California. That was one of the number one issues. The check-in procedure, for instance, is very clear in our election codes, and those laws help to prevent voter impersonation. And yet every single county, we observed that the poll workers, they're doing the best they could, really were not familiar with the correct voter check-in process.
So you could come in and I could just say I was Jerry Brown, as long as I was in his district and I could vote?
That's pretty much it. The correct check-in process is for the voter to state their name and address, and the poll worker receives it back, and then they sign it off, and you sign the book, the voter signs the book. The process that's being used is one that probably began out of our poll workers just trying to be friendly and and helpful. But what has ended up happening is the voter is really no longer required to even say one word. They can come into the polling location and just present a piece of paper, a 3x5 card, or their sample ballot, and then the poll worker will just look at it and check off the name and pass it, the paper, to the next poll worker who will cross off the address, and then the person just signs the book and they're handed the ballot and they vote. And we received calls from several counties from people who went to vote in 2012 and 2010 who stated that when they went to sign the book, it had already been signed by someone else.
So the point then is, if somebody just comes in with a piece of paper with a name on it, and then they just, because they're trying to be helpful or for whatever reason, they just accept it. They don't say, what's your name and where do you live?
That's correct.
And by law, they need to say that.
Right. And because by doing that, that protects the voter. I mean, each of us know our name, no matter how complicated or creative our names might be. We know where we live. The problem with just being allowed to hand a piece of paper to the poll worker is that we have the street indexes hanging outside the door of each polling location, and we see people come up and just take a picture of the index, and of course that's usually used by one of the parties to get out the vote. You know, you take a picture of the index and you see who hasn't voted from your party yet, and the candidate volunteers usually get on the phone and call them and encourage people to get out to vote. So it's there for a very legitimate reason, but those who are so inclined to manipulate the system could take a picture of the vote and do, of the index, and then just go out to their car and choose a name, fill out a piece of paper or a little slip of paper, and go back in and just hand it to a poll worker.
But in reality, they could also just memorize the name and address and walk in and say and give it as well, because we don't require identification.
That's correct. That's correct. They can do it that way too. But if there's an organized effort, and that is our concern, is we are definitely seeing from our research that there seems to be a pattern within several of our counties of the same manipulation of the process taking place, and that causes us great concern, because if someone is inclined to manipulate the system, they can coordinate county by county and get quite a number of volunteers to go in and vote for someone else.
Well, if that's the case, then if it's a close vote in a county, then they can swing the county votes for for city elections and whatever else they're trying to do too, right?
And were you able to establish any patterns as to where you think that in fact a certain candidate or a certain issue garnered votes in a certain direction?
The research that we do, because we're nonpartisan, our initial research is looking at the facts as they are, and very often we will close that column that shows the party affiliation, so that we can actually just dig down to the bottom of what is happening. We then take the information and reports that we've gathered, and we give them to an election law attorney and ask them to then look to see if a candidate was impacted by the corruption of the process, is what we call it. An example of this would be in 2012, during the general election, there were several of our polls that were almost overrun by voters first thing in the morning. Some of our observers counted a couple of hundred people all at once in the morning, and then asking the, or stating, I give up my right to privacy, I would like a provisional ballot. And so we look at that pattern and we say that seems rehearsed. And especially when there is a large number of people that come to one particular poll and all of them stating the same thing, I give up my right to privacy, I want a provisional ballot.
Well, the provisional ballot, if I understand this right, is only good as after they check and make sure they're in the voting, and they're registered, right?
Right, right, that's correct.
But if they were to do that and cast those wrong votes, any of those people that didn't get to the polls, then their vote would be counted, whether it was for the person or not.
You know, where the challenge comes in on, especially on the provisional ballots, where it does seem to be an organized effort, many of those issues happened in our larger counties, and we did have poll observers during the signature verification process and the vote count. And towards the end, you know, they have up to 28 days to count those provisional ballots. And towards the end, we have reports from some of our observers where those who were doing signature verification were really just moving those provisionals through just to get the job done.
Okay.
They were fatigued and they were overrun.
Okay, hey, Linda, we have to take a quick break here. When we come back, you want to ask about impacts on certain elections? And,
I'd like to talk a little bit about the requirement for identification.
All right. Okay. Our guest is Linda Payne, who is the president and co-founder of the Election Integrity Project. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. You get the dispensation and sweep the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Hot cars.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 24th annual Cool April Nights Car Show, now through Sunday.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 cars on display. There's non-stop entertainment all week long. The Chamber of Commerce Mixer at Crown Motors starts at 7 p.m. The Enterprise Starship Fundraiser is inside the mega tent at the Reading Civic Auditorium starting at 6 p.m.
Don't miss the 24th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium today through Sunday.
Discount advance tickets on sale now at participating Raley's and Napa stores, only $7. Sponsored by I-5 Rentals, Hilltop Garden Inn, Crown Motors, Napa Auto Parts, and Shasta.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl Bach, Trish Clark, 58 degrees, 8:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Locally owned, family operated, 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. This sounds like a real good company to go to. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest is Linda Payne, who is the president and co-founder of the Election Integrity Project. And they started looking at things in 2010 and have discovered not only in 2010, but 2012, that there are some things that are going on in our election process that probably could even be described as nefarious. Is that true, Linda?
Yes, that would be true.
Before we went on the break, I kind of brought up the process that they seem to continually, there's been several efforts made at requiring identification, a driver's license, a picture ID in order to vote. And the courts and everyone keeps fighting it and saying somehow that's, unconstitutional or prejudice or targeted against a certain population. I can't understand that because we have to show an identification to do all kinds of things in the United States. You get an airplane ticket, you cash a check, you want to use a credit card. Why do people fight showing, identifying yourself to vote?
Well, it's my opinion that there are those who are politicizing the issue. The polling data, the public opinion polling data, indicates that across the country, over 70% of Americans, regardless of party affiliation, do support voter ID. And so we believe that it really is just being politicized, and it's not in line with what the American people want.
You mean the voter ID or not having the voter ID?
Having the voter ID. Most Americans want voter ID.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It seems to make perfect sense. I mean, we present an identification on many occasions, and there should be no problem with doing that. It would seem to make it more, just work better at the polling stations if people had to go in and give their ID. Then there wouldn't be any question about whether or not you're the person that's going to vote.
That's correct. And in California, there is a voter ID bill in committee right now, and we're encouraging citizens across California to call the committee and let them know they want that voter ID bill to be passed, to get it out of committee and let it go to a floor for a vote. We have a legislative alert that we send out to every citizen in California who would like to receive it, and we give them the information on the bills. We give them our research information to let them know whether Election Integrity Project supports or opposes. Or maybe we're still researching. We don't really have an opinion on it. But for bills that we see as negatively impacting the California process and adding to further chaos in our elections, we are sending out alerts and asking people to contact the committee. The voter ID bill, we're asking people to call and support it.
Now, how do they get a hold of you all? And how do they get on your email list?
They can go to our website at electionintegrityproject.com, and there'll be a place there where they can just sign up to receive the email newsletters and the legislative alert. And we send them every Tuesday, Thursday. We send something out with either news information or information about the bill.
Do you know there's certainly a number of things that we could talk about with the election process in the state of California. I have been retired from the Board of Supervisors up here for 6 years, and I recall that just prior to the time that I retired from the Board of Supervisors, We went through the whole process of buying a whole bunch of new approved voter machines after the whole bit with down in Florida with the Chads and all of that nonsense. We spent several hundred thousand dollars purchasing those machines, used them for one election, promptly had to store them, and then out of nowhere, at the last election when I went into the, I think it was the last election, I went into my polling place, and they had one of those machines out and said now they've changed the law again that you have to have one of the scan machines in each. And I'm thinking, I know from having served on the board for many years how expensive it is to maintain all of that equipment and what have you, and then to say you can't have them and now you have to have them. And boy, there's just a ton of stuff we could look at for election process in the state of California.
You know, Linda, when we're going to take a quick break here for the news. But when we come back, I'd like, you said there's laws that can impact on our voting rights and that make things even more difficult to follow who's voting. Did you say that there's some laws?
Make it easier for fraud.
Yeah, make it easier for fraud. Did you say that was up out there now?
Yes, correct. We call those fraud-friendly laws.
Okay, well, we've got a couple of, when we come back from our break, I'd like to talk about those fraud-friendly laws that could impact on our election process, especially if you get into a district where it's close. And if it can have that big an impact, how it can change things in our own homegrown politics here. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. There's a church service going on now in Boston honoring the victims of the bombing at the Marathon on Monday. President Obama will speak at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross this hour. He and Mrs. Obama flew to Boston on Air Force One with members of the Massachusetts congressional delegation. Now, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is on Capitol Hill, meantime, on the investigation.
There is some video that has raised question of those that the FBI would like to speak with. I wouldn't characterize them as suspects under the technical term. But we need the public's help in locating these individuals.
And there's a fund being set up to help families affected by the bombing called One Fund Boston. It's being designed and run by the same attorney who managed the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. This is a Fox News alert.
The Pacific Rim is calling. Come out for fun, food, friends, and a great cause. Local food entrepreneur Brian Matthews would like to invite you to the first annual Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event. This year's event will benefit the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Join us on Saturday, April 27th at the Market Street Wines in Reading as we celebrate the men and women of our military. Local celebrity bartenders will be pouring wines from the Pacific's finest wine regions. Brian's going to be pairing these wines with fusion-style delicacies inspired by the cuisines of the Pacific Rim.
Doors open at 3 p.m. A limited number of tickets are available and can be purchased at Market Street Wines, 1747 Market Street, next to the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. Or give Brian a call at 530-244-9463. That's 530-BIG-WINE.
Tickets are just $15, so get yours right away. And we'll see you on Saturday, April 27th at Market Street Wines for this year's Pacific Rim Wine and Food Pairing event.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567 if you have questions for Linda Payne. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 58 degrees out there and 8:35 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at yesterday off Athens Avenue, set there in D.C. He just worked his magic on my head. I mean, look at that haircut.
Yeah, it's
a
great haircut.
A great haircut. And that's what you get down there. Not only is it great haircuts, but great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. Yeah. We can talk about all that manly stuff, like as long as our wives let us. You know, that kind of thing. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. A great place to get a haircut and just, you know, really good people down there. Our guest today is Linda Payne, who is the co-founder and president of the Election Integrity Project. And, of course, when we left, Trish had asked, are there bills out there that make voter fraud easier instead of harder? Linda?
That's correct. There are several bills, that are up for votes in 2013. And one that is very concerning for us at Election Integrity Project is a bill that would allow 15 to 17-year-olds to register to vote early. This would be done when they go register to get their driver's license. The problem we see with that is the census indicates that right now there are 1.5 million 15 to 17-year-olds, and our voter rolls in California are burgeoning because the registrars of voters in each county, I would say most counties, seem to have a very difficult time updating the voter rolls and removing those who have moved, those who are deceased. We, in our research, found thousands of duplicate registrations on our voter rolls. So our concern is if you add 15 to 17-year-olds who can't vote until they turn 18, those who would be willing to manipulate the system have an awful lot of names to duplicate and perhaps start voting for them before they're actually eligible. The other concern we have is those names would just simply be added to the general voter rolls, and those are the lists that candidates create their walk list and their call list for. So these teenagers do not have an ability to be on a no-call list. So they would have then, of course, be contacted like everyone else on a call list for a campaign. And then the third issue with that is they would also be called for jury duty before they're old enough to be on a jury duty. There really just isn't a way to organize that. And our question is, why would there be any kind of a logical reason to put 15 to 17-year-olds on our voter rolls before they're eligible to vote?
I see no reason for that either, except they're trying to get more people registered, of course. But when you register, the question about people that are here illegally, When you show up to register to vote, you've got to have a photo ID. Is that correct, or do you just need something that says that you live in a place?
When you register to vote for the first time, that is the only time that you need to show photo ID. But we did see across our counties that was being ignored. They were not asking for photo ID.
And Linda, as far as I know, you can still register by mail to vote.
Yeah, that's correct.
You have no opportunity to show an ID.
That's correct. Governor Brown passed the online voting registration about 3 weeks before the deadline for registering to vote. And I've heard two numbers. I've heard there are between 600,000 and 800,000 people who registered online to vote. Our concern with that is that California doesn't have an accurate statewide database. We are not compliant with the Help America Vote Act, which is a federal law that requires every state to have a statewide database and to update it regularly. And that database, of course, would allow for cross-county checking. California is not able to do that right now. So with the laws and procedures that we have in place in California, it makes it easy for those who would manipulate the system. We know that is a problem because we had two women who live in San Diego County who contacted us just before the general election. One woman saying that she had received a phone call from a campaign in L.A. County, and another saying she had received a phone call from a campaign in Orange County. Both women state that they never lived or registered to vote in either of those counties. So our registrars and voters have a very difficult job. They can do the best they can to update the voter rolls in their own county, but they are not able to cross-county check unless they're working hand-in-hand with maybe a neighboring county where they send a particular name or names over to that county and ask them to run them against their voter roll.
What keeps me from, because I haven't looked at the online voter registration, but I say I get online and say my name is Carl Smith, and I give an address. And how do I have to prove who I am online?
They do check you against the DMV. That's the records that they're looking at.
What if I don't have a driver's license? What do they use then? Because that's what they're saying is, what about people that don't have driver's licenses? Because they live in the city or they just never got one and or they're old.
Vote.
Yeah, but they can still vote. But how do they check if I just give a fake name and I give an address? How do they check that? I mean, you can say against a DMV, but that's one of the problems is, I don't have a driver's license, but I want.
And you can have a driver's license without being a citizen.
Well, you do have to include your social security card, especially if you're going and you vote and you register in person.
Okay.
But those are some of our questions.
Yeah.
The process itself is prone to being manipulated, and the system is based on an honest and moral people. So there's just a lot in our process that is simply trusting the person to tell the truth. For instance, when you register to vote, there's a question that asks the citizenship question, are you a U.S. citizen? Check yes or no. The National Voting Registration Act allows for a procedure to handle that question. On page 42, in fact, you can find it on the Secretary of State's website. You just do the search for the National Voter Registration Act. Well, on page 42 of that manual, it describes the protocol for handling that question, and it says if someone goes to register to vote and they forget to check off the citizenship question, the registrar voter will send them a postcard that says, hey, you forgot to, answer the question. Can you check off yes or no and mail it back to us? So if they check yes, then, of course, they go on the voter rolls as a citizen. If they check no, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize I had to be a citizen. They check no, and so then, of course, they're removed. But if they don't send it back, if they forget, if they throw it away, whatever, the default is that they go on the voter rolls as a citizen.
That's a
loophole
nasty
that we think should be corrected.
Yeah. Okay, hey, we got to take a break right now. So what we've just said is that if somebody fails to put down if they're a citizen or not, and then the registrar sends them something that says, hey, tell us if you're a citizen or not. And if they don't send it back, then they automatically become
one.
They're assumed to be an American citizen, which is what the Democratic administration assumes anyway. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most.
which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
92 years of non-stop excitement. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. One of the biggest three-day rodeos in the country all adds up to the best rodeo action on earth. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. A Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where just $35 gets you four tickets. Saturday is Robo Bank Day. The action is non-stop, where every performance will climax with a wild horse race. Then on Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. A full day of rodeo with the featured event, Red Bluff Roundup Wild Ride. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. April 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo on Saturday night. With thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Neil McCoy.
All she's gotta do is just give me that way.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 61 degrees out there, 8:46 in the morning. We're talking about election fraud with the president and co-founder of the Election Integrity Project, Linda Payne. And what we're finding is, and this is one of the comment in the chat room, we're the only country in the world that just assumes somebody's a citizen
and we let them
vote. We just assume that they're a citizen. If even if they don't state that they're a citizen, we ask them to state that they're a citizen and they don't state it, we'll just let you vote anyway. You know, Linda, I mean, I realize that there's bills out and all that, but do you, and I realize that you're doing this kind of as a nonpartisan, but my gosh, everything we turn around, you have people registering by email, people that don't have to prove anything, they don't have to have show ID. Is there any type of, are you seeing a concerted effort in certain arenas to change the face in a county? Or they're trying to elect somebody that all of a sudden hundreds of people are showing up. I know you mentioned one of them, but is there an effort through here, an organized effort throughout the state?
Well, you know, when you look at the challenges that we have in our process, that the problem we're seeing is it's not so much voter fraud, because voter fraud is what one person does to vote fraudulently. The challenge we have in California is much bigger than that. It's a problem in our process. And, of course, any election can be manipulated one way or the other whenever you have these kinds of loopholes. But I can tell you in an encouraging word, citizens all over California have really stepped up and gotten involved. We had 2,100 volunteers go to the polls and observe the process in our general elections from Shasta County all the way down to the San Diego County, from the Bay Area to Nevada and down through the Central Valley. The more citizens step up, the more we have a chance to change and fix our problem. 2013 is where we really need citizens to step up and get on the phone and call on these bills. The legislators don't think that Californians care too much about the process because they don't hear from us. And we hear all the time that citizens have said, well, why bother calling? They don't listen to us anyway. And what we're saying is we need to change that. We need to be that buzzing in their ear that just gets louder and louder and louder. And when there's a bad bill, half the time we don't know about it. So they get passed and the process becomes worse and more open to fraud. But if they are hearing from us loud and clear in every county in the state, it's going to be much more difficult for any party to be able to justify these very bad bills. So that's one thing that we can do. The other thing that we can do is, and that is encouraging, is 40 states in the United States had an organized effort just like we did. And we just met together at a conference in Texas and learned about that the most secure country, believe it or not, the most secure country election process is Mexico. Mexico has a voter ID bill. It has their picture on it. It has their thumbprint on it. And it has their signature on it. And so we are going to press to have a voter ID card that is as secure as theirs. Usually America is at the top of the list of everything we do. But right now we are really near the bottom of the list in the way that we run our elections. They're sloppy. They're not verified. We use machines that are old and need fixing. And so we as citizens really need to be the one to press for change. Back in 2010, as I was saying, we spoke with the election law attorney and presented our findings and our observations. And she said, then the only ones who can change the process are the citizens. And she's right. So we're really calling on all citizens in California, regardless of party, to get involved and make it known. You want loopholes changed. You want fair, honest elections. And I want to tell you, with the Election Integrity Project, we have Democrats, independents, no party preference, Republicans, people of all party affiliations are working together to fix this problem.
Oh, you know, it's good. I'm glad to see it's a bipartisan type of effort that's out there. That people are, you know, I mean, to hear that Mexico, of course, Mexico immigration parameters are much stronger than ours and harder than ours. So it's not really a surprise to hear that they actually, if you want to vote in a Mexican election, hey, you have to prove who you are. And if you don't, if you can't do that, well, I guess you just don't vote. How hard is that?
Well, I think, you know, once again, you've pointed out that it is the citizens who need to get involved and take back some of the things that we've lost, not only in the state of California, but in the United States. So once again, let's point out that in electionintegrityproject.com, they can go to that. They can get on your list so that you can keep them informed about the bills that are pending. There's no question that the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And if people will call in, comment about these bills, perhaps we can get some of this changed so that it makes some sense when you're actually voting. A lot of us feel like we go to the polls, we cast our vote, but we're really kind of, you know, in the wind. We're not making a difference because I don't think there's any question that a lot of us are convinced there's a lot of fraud going on.
Well, Linda Payne, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you being with us today, the Election Integrity Project. Again, it's the election, what is it? Your website is the electionintegrityproject.com. And a phone number for you?
Anyone can call at 661-313-5251.
Well, again, thank you so much for your time today and for what you're doing for our state and for our election process. If it wasn't for people like you, it would just get worse. And now maybe we've got a chance to make it better.
Well, it's my pleasure. And my hat is off to all those California volunteers who stepped up. Because of their willingness, we really got a good picture of what's happening in our state.
Great. Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Trish and I are going to take a quick break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Casey and I are 1460. Don't worry, Linda. That's not what I was going to say, baby. We'll be right back.
This is Army Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Our ladies-only CCW classes have become one of our most popular events. We begin each class with basic pistol instruction, so there's no need for shooting experience. We can supply the ammunition for your training, so you don't have to worry about finding it locally. Visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at norcalify.com, or call us at 999-1822 to schedule your CCW training today. As a gun owner, blissful ignorance is not an option. NFI.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State.
Back down. Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 61 degrees, 8:57 in the morning. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Hey, tomorrow, Senator Jim Nielsen is going to be on. And I tell you what, and also we're going to have a bronc rider going to be in here.
Fun.
You know, we had the bullfighter in here. The thing he said was when... Yeah, he said, if they're in the well, if they're, you know, in the bull is spinning, he says, you have to get their attention. And how do you do that? Well, I run over and I slap him in the nose. And I said, you slap a bull in his nose? And he goes, I said, does that work? He says, sometimes it does. Sometimes you have to grab the bull's nose and pull. And he says, at the same time, you're backing up. And I went, I don't think you can back up that fast. I mean, reaching in, grabbing a Brahma bull's nose and giving it a pull? to get to save the cowboy. That's what they're there for.
Well, yeah, and rodeo time. I mean, we got to come in. It is.
Yeah,
and it starts in Red Bluff, goes to Cottonwood, then to Redding.
Some of the best rodeo in America right here in the North State. And you know what? You need to get out and do that. Yeah. Now, tonight, show and shine at Crown Motors. Redding Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. You got to be there for that. We're going to come through for that too.
Big Cool April
Tomorrow,
Nights weekend.
Oh, Cool April Nights is running. And then of course we're going to be down to Red Bluff Rodeo or Red Bluff Roundup on Friday. And then, Saturday, Linda's singing out at Anselmo Vineyards. We've already got a lot of people talking about coming out there. So give them a call at 474-5546. Now, Senator Nielsen tomorrow, I know he is just fired up about all this stuff, but also on Outside the Wire, Paul Dale Roberts, a paranormal investigator. I am so fired up about this. He's been in documentaries. He's gone and he's investigated over 400 incidents. He's written 700 articles. He's been in documentaries. The man has been out there and he is ready to come on the show. Yeah, he's got the chops. In fact, we could probably have him on 3 weeks in a row and he just would just barely be touching
it. And this is Outside the Wire at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. That's right. Followed by Agenda 21. Trish, as usual.
Enjoyable morning.
I always like having you here. You
know Thursdays what? Are a great day for me.
That's it. You know, and this will continue as long as you want it to.
I'm so enjoying being a part of this show.
Well, you're just like family here. And so that we're happy to. Anyway, again, on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. I think Enjoy Magazine's going to be here, though. They're always good, though. They have some giveaways and stuff. And again, Linda's going to be singing out Saturday at Anselmo's with her trio. And I think Coach Bob, who's one of our chat pack, who's also a renowned musician, will be out there also sitting in with them. And tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Linda will be with me tomorrow morning. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
From dragging me down, gonna stand my...
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Prayers for healing in Boston. An interfaith service in the aftermath of the Marathon bombing.
Nothing can tear down the resilience in the heart of the city and its people.
Boston Mayor Thomas Menino. President Obama also set to speak, attending the cathedral service with the First Lady. The president received his latest briefing on the Boston investigation before he left the White House, a probe that includes a search for people seen in video footage. This just confirmed at a House hearing on other issues. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
They are not suspects, but they are some people who appear on videos, people the FBI would like to talk to.
We need the public's help in locating these individuals.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano tells the House Homeland Security Committee, don't expect instant results from Boston as if you're watching a TV show.
This is not an NCIS episode. Sometimes